You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back. Today we're talking about this, why I podcast from my closet. Okay, maybe some of you are not aware of the fact that I do all my podcasting pretty much, unless I'm out on the road, in my closet, from my closet. And the reason why I do this is because it's the smallest room in the house, it's got the lowest ceilings, and with the clothes in here, the sound quality is better. Because the rest of my house has very high ceilings, cement ceilings, hardwood floors, and a lot of windows, so the sound quality isn't so good if I'm out in an open space. So I bring these messages to you from my closet. Okay? Now it's interesting, and the reason why I decided to talk about this today is because this morning I did a Facebook Live where I asked everyone, what's in your closet? And the soul story behind that is I finally addressed an issue last night that I've been dealing with for a while. And actually, I haven't been dealing with it. I have actually been putting it on the back burner. I've been avoiding it. I've been saying I'll do it later. Seriously? True confessions, I've been procrastinating. And it's been around doing laundry. I know that sounds so funny, right? But what's been happening is ever since I got back from Mexico, I've had a stack of clothes that have needed to be folded and put back in my closet. But because I podcast in here and because really I have too many things to fit this closet, it's kind of tight in here. And so it was like one of those things where I thought, okay, that's kind of a hassle. I'm going to have to pull my desk out. I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to do this. I created this big story around it. So in that pile began to grow. You know what I'm talking about? And then you're doing laundry and you're folding stuff or you're not folding stuff or you're like, hey, I'll get to that later. I'll speak for myself. That's exactly what I was doing. I would fold stuff, but then I had no place to put it. Unless I took everything out of the closet. And finally, I said, you know what? It's going to take me sitting down, taking a moment, spending some time with myself, and getting into that closet and letting go of some things that are no longer serving me. We've all had to do this, right? Well, for me, it's been a very, very personal process over probably the last 6 years, maybe 7 years. I'd say six. I have been in the downsizing mode. I went from 6,000 square feet ultimately down to 411 square feet. So it's been a journey, right? And now I'm in about 1,000 square feet. But nonetheless, it's been a process by choice to surround myself with only those things that I love. And I personally like smaller spaces. As long as I have a high ceiling and a lot of windows, I like to live in a smaller space. Now, it's interesting because in my studio apartment in New York City, there's like 411 square feet. So that was a huge adjustment for me. But now I feel like I'm in a mansion because I'm in almost 1,000 square feet. But nonetheless, I've been in this process of releasing and allowing myself to get rid of anything that no longer serves me, that is no longer my favorite. And if I don't love it, I let it go. As I said, this has been going on for several years, but in the process, now what I have, pretty much everything's my favorite. So now for me to size down, it's a lot more uncomfortable because I'm letting go of things that even though it may be my favorite, maybe it's not functional, maybe it's whatever the reason. But nonetheless, I went through this process again last night, a process of releasing and really at that same time, receiving space, receiving that pause between the notes, receiving that space between the lines. You know what I'm talking about. So this morning, I did a Facebook Live about this and I began to talk about it. And as I began to talk about it, what came out was that I really believe our closets are one of our most sacred, intimate spaces. Now, it's interesting because we've all heard the saying that, you know, skeletons in your closet or people coming out of the closet or all these different stories around the closet. Think about this. When someone comes over and you have a lot of clutter in your home, where do you put all the stuff that you don't want others to see? You probably shove it in your closet, right? And I bet that your closet is probably the last place that you go when it comes to cleaning or organizing or tidying up or shifting some things around, right? Because so often we are so concerned about the outer perimeter, the things that everyone sees, but in our closest, most intimate spaces, a lot of times it goes overlooked and it really gets neglected. I know for me, when I clean or I organize, it's usually everything outside of my personal sacred space. But that has shifted, and it's shifted on purpose. For those of you that have not yet listened to yesterday's podcast, I encourage you to go do that. Shift is created, right? So the shift that I've created is around making sure that my personal, most sacred, intimate space is free of clutter, is full of freedom, and full of what I love, right? So it's interesting, as I shared this message this morning, I started thinking about the fact that I podcast from my closet. And I started thinking about it because you've heard me say this so many times, that if it can't be interpreted two different ways, it's probably not true. So looking at all of the reasons why I've given you as to why I podcast from the closet, the deeper truth, I believe, is that I podcast from my closet because I share this message of hope with you today, my dear, from my most intimate, sacred space within my heart, deep within my heart and soul. Because I remember when I went through my last divorce and I made the decision, the conscious decision, that I was going to date myself well, that I was going to pursue my heart like never before, and that I was going to absolutely know myself well by spending time with myself and by dating myself well. In that process, one of the first places I started was in my most sacred space. I came in and began to focus on my bedroom and focus on the closet in my bedroom. I began to size things down, release anything that I was holding on to, really truly letting go of the extra baggage, letting go of the skeletons in the closet, if you will. And I know with all my heart that that was not coincidental, that that was not a physical thing. That was a reflection of what was happening on the inside of my heart and soul. And at that time, I never dreamed that someday I would be sitting in my closet sharing a message with women from around the globe on how to love life and love life well. Because at that time, let me tell you, it was such a painful, dark time. I wasn't in love with my life at that time. Reason being, because I wasn't in love with myself at that time. But I began the process and the journey of going deep within, and I started in my most intimate, sacred space. So that's what I'm going to encourage you to do today, my dear. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. We're not going to start with journaling. What I'm going to ask that you do today is that you take some time to go into your most personal sacred space, your bedroom and your closet, and take a look at what it is that you're holding on to. Old, past energy, memories that need to be released, and anything that's cluttering up your life, creating dis-ease, dysfunction, disorder, whatever it is for you, take a look at your space today and commit to allowing yourself the opportunity to create some shift and release. And give yourself the gift of clarity, of reclaiming your sacred space and your heart and soul. Then take some time, journal about it, And please come on over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know what happens for you. Show me your before and after pics. I would love to see what your room looked like before, what it's going to look like after, what your closet looked like before, what it looked like after. Because really, this isn't even about your closet or your bedroom, because all they're doing is reflecting what's happening on the inside of you. So as you begin to release and to receive the full expression of who you are in your most restful, authentic, naked space, that is where healing and a message of hope comes from, my dear. I sure hope this helps you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being in my closet with me each and every day. And thank you for allowing me to speak into your most sacred space every day as well, your heart and your soul. I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.